How do I set up my reports for my Facebook ads? Once we know how to report properly for our Facebook ads, then it's a lot easier to maximize our ROI and focus in on the data we need. One of the challenges with Facebook ads is that Facebook gives us way more data than we need, and a lot of us don't know exactly how to laser in on what we need, and we don't take the time to sit there and make a report that's exactly what we need and doesn't have anything else. I'll show you this. I've got 5 years or more of experience doing Facebook ads. Getting the reports set up nicely is one of those key things to do that a lot of us don't take the time to do. And I just set this up today. Sometimes it's challenging because you don't know exactly what you need to focus on. What I'm doing gaming videos on Facebook. Therefore, my bottom line, I want as many people to watch my videos as possible. With all of these customized reports, what you do is when you're in the reporting interface in the ads manager, you go over to columns here. I'm gonna move Captain America over to the right here. Then click on customize columns. Then once you've got these customized columns, you want to get to know exactly all of the possibilities that are in here for you. You've got performance, you've got page post, you've got messaging, media, clicks, awareness, you've got conversions, you've got all these kind of settings down here, split tests and optimizations. The question is, which of these is most important to your objective? Ideally, you want one screen where you can just put the results on where there's nothing else that you don't need. For mine, here's what I've done on mine. And I put them in the order that I want to have as importance. Therefore, the primary thing, of course, I need my ad set name, but then my budget is the critical thing that I'm checking and likely to make changes to. Therefore, I put the budget in first because that's what I'm laying out. Then everything on the right, these are the results. Then next, therefore, I want to know, before I look at anything else, I want to be able to know the amount I've spent because I've got my budget and I've got the amount spent. From here, this tells me how to gauge everything else I see. On mine, because I'm doing gaming videos, because I'm aiming for the most viewers to get my page out there to as many people as possible, my bottom line is page post engagement. If you're liking my posts, if you're watching my videos, that's what I'm going after. What I've done, therefore, is put page post the raw number first. That gives me an idea of the total. I've got $58 spent, 191,000 page post engagement, which gives me an idea of the cost per page post engagement, which I then put right here. That's really good. That means for every dollar I spend, I'm getting 3,000 page post engagement. From my view, I can't go wrong getting that much page post engagement at that cost. From here, the next key metric I look at is shares, because shares are absolute gold for organic reach. To me, the indication someone really likes something or is really passionate about it is whether they're willing to share it. If you share something, that is an indication you absolutely loved my ad. You just shared it on your timeline. It could potentially go viral from your one share. And especially the more shares, the more organic reach, I'm actually able to earn money from ad impressions that then come on ad breaks on my video once someone has shared it. Therefore, post shares to me are one of the primary decision makers I use to judge my campaigns, because post shares are giving me some ideal reach for free. Now, if you're not doing ads and just wanting to do branding, get as many people to watch you as possible, what you might have instead of post engagement is conversions. If you're trying to sell something, conversions, or if you're trying to build leads, conversions in these first two boxes, and especially the raw amount plus the cost, these are the key data points you'll want to see. If you're trying to get clicks to your website or whatnot, then you want to put those right up here in the front. You can do that. You just click on customize columns. After you click on the columns, then you grab this little over here, you get this little crosshair, if you want to call it that, and you can slide these things up and down to put them in the exact order you want to. That makes it so you can just quickly glance at a report right away. Because one of the hidden costs with Facebook ads is how much time are you taking? It's not just the budget, it's how much of your time and energy are you consuming in the Facebook ads. The way I look at it, I want to put as little time into my Facebook ads as possible and get the very highest result. I basically want to just throw a video in, duplicate the previous ad set, check my data to make sure it's not going horrible, pause it if it's not going well, which happens with about half of the ads. They don't go that well, just pause them. And then let the ones that do really well run until the frequency, until it starts showing the ad over and over again to the same people. And just do that over and over and over again for branding and then for building an organic audience that keeps coming back. If you've got sales, the same basic principle, you could just keep, except with mine, I'm only doing videos that are newer. And especially once the frequency is maxed out with sales, if you keep making sales, none of the other metrics really matter that much. The idea is you want to go into Facebook ads and have it a relatively quick and smooth experience. If you are spending, like I've had friends, they spend so much, and as I've done in my business before, they spend so much time on the Facebook ads, if you calculated the time opportunity cost, in other words, what money you would earn if you weren't fooling around with Facebook ads 10 hours a week and you were actually earning the $100 an hour or whatever you charge instead of doing Facebook ads, you see, if you combine that with the budget, the Facebook ads are a massive expense. Therefore, you want to calculate and consider the number of hours. Organizing your reports makes this a lot easier. That's why you want the data so you can just hop in right away, check the metrics, any quick adjustments that need to be made, hop back out. Most of the time in Facebook ads should not be endlessly optimizing. It should be a system, like I've got a system. I dump the video into this. It runs once the video's hit 7 days and is out of the organic gaming reach. Then new videos, and I just shuffle one video in after another, one video opportunity to go viral after another. The ones that work bring in massive results. Same thing with sales. You're selling something, one thing that converts really well, you just leave that running till it stops selling. Keep trying again and again. When you've got your reports organized like this, then I just hop in, check the budget, looks okay. All right, I'm done. On the next, I've got the cost per thousand impressions, because if there's no shares and there's hardly any post engagement, the CPM will often tell me why. For example, these are global ads I'm running, worldwide ads. I did an ad set in the USA and the CPM was $2 something per thousand impressions, which is crap. I don't want that for a gaming video. It needs to be a lot less than that for it to be worth it, especially when I can pay 8 cents globally and get this kind of engagement, 3,000 engagements for a dollar. I'm not paying $2 CPM in the US, which is, you're looking at 25 times what I'm paying globally to get it out there. Therefore, what I can do if there's zero in some of these, if the CPM's too high, then I basically just throw that ad away also. The CPM often is high because people aren't engaging with the ad. Therefore, the CPM's one of those quick metrics you can use. The frequency is one of the things I use to decide when to stop an ad. Now, if you're selling and keep making sales, by all means, keep running the ad even if the frequency's high. The downside is sometimes your conversion data, if you don't have it set up just right, people that have already subscribed will essentially keep coming back and Facebook will tell you they're converting again, which maybe they are, maybe you reminded them to come back or not. For me, once the frequency starts to get significantly over one, especially over 1.5, that's wasting my money in my opinion, because if the ad doesn't work the first time, I don't want to show it to the same person again. And if the ad does work the first time, I don't need to show it to the person. Again, what I'd rather do is keep showing new ads over and over. So if the first ad doesn't work, the second, the third, the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, the 10th ad finally works, well, I only need to show it to the person once. And then when they see the 11th ad, they're more likely to engage in it. Therefore, the frequency getting up there, right now the frequency is 1.04. That means, as far as I can see, most people have only seen the ad once. However, the longer you run a ad set, the longer it tends to keep showing it to more people over and over again. Therefore, once the reach gets, if the reach to me gets to the point where I'm spending a significant amount of my budget, anywhere from 10 to 20, 30% on showing the same people the same ad, that's when I want to stop it. So I've got 1.04 now. When it gets anywhere up to 1.1 to 1.5, somewhere in there, depending on how long it takes, then I pause the ad and we run another ad. Then on the rest of this, I've got some additional metrics. Especially if I'm comparing one ad set to another, these additional metrics help. Now, while this cost per page like looks bad at $14.51, these are page likes. It's not a page like ad. So this is someone who had to click several times and it directly tracked it. I'm seeing an increase in my followers significantly while these ads are running, and those are not tracked in here. So there are additional metrics you can look at. I might even remove the page likes thing because it doesn't seem to track it that well in these video view ads. However, I'm putting it in for now. Sometimes you just have to iterate the columns, get to know what really matters. I've also got post reactions on here. These, especially when comparing one ad set to another, if both ad sets, for example, are doing good on post engagement and cost per post engagement, then I check things like post reactions, because if one has maybe 50% more than another, that's a post ad that's doing a lot better, and I want to either pause the other one or maybe increase the budget of the one doing better. These allow me to compare posts directly to each other and try and get an idea of the very best kinds of videos I can make. The comments and the through plays are also a good indication. A through play is a 15 plus second video view, which generally Facebook counts a lot of views as just someone casually scrolling and watching for 2 seconds, which for getting a video viral is just fine. However, the through plays are another good indication of what value I'm getting out of an ad. A through play is at least 15 seconds, which means for $58, 81,000 15 plus second video views on my ad. That's real good to pile up the minutes watched and to have a video go viral organically. Then I've got clicks on the end here out of curiosity to see how many actual clicks are on the ad. Clicks on the ad are really good because these lots of times are things besides post reactions, comments, through plays. These are people who might be just clicking on my name, scrolling through my page, viewing other videos. All these clicks on an ad are a very good thing. And then we have the CPC here. Now, this is really helpful once you do something like a country breakdown or a placement and device. For example, for me on the placement, I'm able to see that when I have cost per click, I can see that the cost per click is a lot lower when I'm showing in the news feed versus on the suggested video feed. And this allows me to educate my future advertising efforts as to where's the best place to put my budget. Now, when I look on post engagement, I can see that the cost either way in the feed is about the same. Rather, I'm in the desk, the mobile news feed is actually much more expensive, but the desktop feed hasn't spent that much, but that's a low cost also. You can see the CPM is significantly higher in the fees, whereas I can see in the suggested videos, I'm getting a really low CPM, and that's why I'm able to pile up so many views. This educates me as to how I want to target future ads and any opportunities that may come up. Although I can see when I'm in the feeds, I'm getting a ton more clicks, even though the budget on this is $45 that's been spent versus 12, you can see a ton more clicks in the newsfeed. That's probably a ton more people going to look at my page, watching other videos, potentially following the page. Therefore, you can see I'm getting 10 times as many clicks out of the same money spent in the feed. Therefore, the feed is a lot better positioned for the ad. However, just for brute force, getting out my brand as much as possible and actually having someone watch the video view, the suggested video feed is a very good opportunity. If I look at the cost per page engagement, I'm getting a much cheaper page engagement or post engagement, engagement on a post on my page, in the suggested video feed. And I imagine there's a lot of impressions there as well. The shares are coming in good on each of these, although the shares on the desktop, if those were 40 times higher, on the desktop will be a lot better than on the suggested mobile feed. And same thing on this one. If it was 4 times higher, actually the news feed on the mobile would be less. So all this data allows me to very quickly break things down, and I can go break things down like age and gender. I can see where my budget is being spent. For example, 18 to 24 man watching the videos, given their gaming, is pretty understandable. I can break it down in terms of country, and then I can decide if I want to isolate any countries or exclude them or do focus campaigns in the future. For example, Myanmar has used a significant portion of the total budget. What I do sometimes in here is I find countries when I'm doing worldwide that the budget versus, say, the amount of shares or the page post engagement is so bad, then I just exclude that country in future ads. Or for the ones that work really good, I make ad sets specifically for that country, and then I exclude them to essentially do a split test and allow it to focus. Right now, as many people as are potentially seeing the ads, the data doesn't indicate clearly that there's any one country that's performing horrible versus one country that's proving exceptional. The ads are all pretty close to the same cost. Saudi Arabia coming in with a really low cost per page post engagement, which is nice. You can see Pakistan, a good page post engagement cost. Given my goal is to get the video viral, to get millions of views on a video and to trigger a bunch of the organic traffic in on it from there, I just want as many shares, as many likes, as many views on it as possible. Therefore, all these are looking pretty good on that. So this is how I do the reporting after years of experience, hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on Facebook ads. I hope this is useful for you today. I threw on one of my gaming costumes because I think this looks cooler than ordinary t-shirt and stuff. If you found this helpful, will you please leave a like on this video? Because that is the easiest way you can feel good giving something back, given this is just thrown out there for free, and I hope it's useful for you. If you're interested in working with me on building your business, I've got a partner program at jerrybanfield.com/partners, and I have a coaching program at jerrybanfield.com/coaching. Thank you very much for watching. I love you. You're awesome. And I hope this is helpful for you today, learning about Facebook ads report setup in 2019. Technically it's 2018, but it's December 22nd. So should be good.